Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, November 16th, and this is Council 8 Volunteer and Safety Representative Tony Rutkowski reporting. The media's latest news darling is the implementation of more full-body scanners by the Transport Security Administration, TSA, and the frustration of both the traveling public and crew members who experience delays in getting through airport security checkpoints. As you are aware, crew members, if randomly selected by the TSA for additional screening, are not exempt from these new full-body scanners. We are also not exempt from being required to undergo an enhanced pat-down procedure should we elect to refuse the full-body scan. Some feel the body scanners threaten modesty because of what the technology of the equipment displays, and many also feel the enhanced pat-down is invasive of privacy. The TSA has stated their view that these procedures are necessary to protect the safety of our aviation system. It's important to remember that for years, AFA-CWA has advocated that flight attendants should have acceptable alternatives to the security checkpoint system to which the general public is subject. CrewPass, for example, is an identification credential for aviation workers that promotes expedited screening for those of us who most frequently are required to pass through airport security. AFA-CWA has long urged the TSA to devote resources to the appropriate development and full implementation of this type of system. CrewPass credentials could employ biometrics, such as fingerprints or iris scans, to quickly screen flight attendants and other employees, and would ultimately allow the TSA to focus on more effective screening of the hundreds of airport vendors and thousands of aircraft passengers who pass daily through the screening checkpoints. It's important to remember we operate under a high security threat level, and the TSA is charged with ensuring our safety and that of the public. While security procedures may sometimes be arduous and time-consuming, they are ultimately for our safety and in place for good reason. Advocating for systems like CrewPass is one way we believe security for flight attendants can be maintained while recognizing the challenges associated with our work. Phase 2 of the 2011 vacation bidding process opened today and will remain open until 08:30 local time next Tuesday, November 23rd. If you wish to check the vacation day allotments that remain, you may do so through DIS*14161 in Unimatic for domestic allocations by domicile and DIS*14162 for international allocations by domicile. As a reminder, the annual open enrollment process for your 2011 benefits is ongoing and will remain available through November 24th. The UAL benefits site can be accessed through the useful websites link on our AFA website, or you may call the United Benefits Service Center at 888-825-0188 to register your selections. We continued last week to prepare for this week's mediation session in Chicago. On schedule for discussion are Section 10, Reserve Scheduling Procedures, and Section 12, International Operation. This week's negotiations promise to be eventful, and we look forward to making additional progress. Our negotiating committee will return to the road continuing our town hall meetings the last week of November, beginning in Las Vegas on November 30th, San Francisco on December 1st, and wrapping up the week in Honolulu on December 2nd. Check our website for details. Well, that's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.